Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is PJ and Sophie with your 9 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, the Australian Marine Conservation Society has revealed that the Great Barrier Reef is at risk of serious ecological harm due to continued tree clearing operations across Queensland. In their recommendations to the Queensland Government, UNESCO gave tree clearing as a major cause of coral bleaching and water pollution and called for tree and land clearing efforts to be reined in. However, Barrier Reef catchment areas continue to see half of all land clearing in the state. While UNESCO has delayed listing the reef as in danger, AMCS campaign manager Dr. Lisa Schindler stresses the dangers of government inaction, calling on Australia to increase its ambition, action and commitments to protect the reef.
A large meteor was seen briefly blazing over Brisbane's western suburbs last night. The moment it arced through the sky was captured live during a Nine News weather cross. Viewers of Nine News noted a green light flash above the shoulder of reporter Gary Youngberry, who stood on a high perch above Caxton Street.
In national news, New South Wales residents living near Maules Creek Mine are awaiting court findings as the Community Council expresses concern regarding what superfine coal dust is doing to their health. Over half a million farm dams are The community states how Environment Protection Authority fails to consider particle pollution and methane emissions when reviewing the mine's environmental protection license. This coal dust can get into the lungs, promoting respiratory and health and heart health problems, effectively shortening lives, while methane is a major culprit driving climate change.
Researchers from the Sustainable Farms Group at the Australian National University say the water quality of dams play a crucial role in healthy livestock and crop production. Over half a million farm dams are located in the Murray-Darling Basin region, providing a place for a wide range of species, meaning direct impact can seriously affect biodiversity. Dr. Maldwin Evans from the Sustainable Farms Group says fencing these dams and excluding livestock significantly improves water quality, reduces soil erosion, and promotes plant diversity.
In international news, Joe Biden will not speak at a planned campaign event at the UNIDOS US conference this morning after testing positive for COVID-19, the White House has just announced. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says that the US president is vaccinated and boosted and displaying only mild symptoms. According to the White House, the US president will continue to carry out his full duties whilst in isolation at his home in Delaware.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 12 degrees with an expected maximum of 20. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more, and in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zzz.org.au/news.